The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him. He will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you in the foundation of the world. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning,
everyone.
Do you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I hope you're still talking to your family. No fights, right? No drama. My family had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We were down in Torrance, and we all still love each other. Thanks be to God, right? But there's always Christmas. I work Christmas off the hook, but you know. One of the things that I'm thankful for in my life is God has blessed me on multiple occasions to be a priest chaplain on Catholic pilgrimages, mainly in Europe, but I've been able to go to the Holy Land. And this past May, I was at the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe. But there was one pilgrimage in particular a few years back where I have to admit I couldn't wait for it to end because the people just complained nonstop. They were truly ugly Americans, right? And as we were getting ready to land at LAX, I was ready to say, "See you later," right? But when we got to LAX, they announced that there was a problem at immigration to customs, and it was going to take a minimum of 3 hours. And I thought, I can't tell you what I was actually thinking because we're in church, okay? But about an hour into waiting, one of the customs agents said really loudly, "Hey, you, come here now." And after about 20 seconds when he said it again, I realized he was talking to me. And I got a little panicked, a little nervous, and I thought, maybe somebody put something in my bag. I don't know. I was thinking the worst. And as I was walking up, I got really nervous. I got, "Oh, boy, what's going on here?" And he said, "Sir, I pulled you out of line for one reason. We're here in Los Angeles," and he pointed at this group, and he goes, "Look at them. So I looked at them, and they were all wearing San Francisco Giants stuff. I had a Dodger shirt on. And he said, "We're in Los Angeles. Welcome home to Blue Heaven. You get to cut in line in front of them." And to make it even better, my group had to stay far behind. You know, I share that story because when I got pulled out of line, I didn't know what to expect. Luckily, it was a good thing. But you know what my prayer is for each and every one of you every morning? That you go to heaven one day. That you go to heaven. And my prayer is that when you die, when you meet Jesus, Jesus is going to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You are so holy. You live such a good life here on earth." He's going to say, "You must be from Holy Family in South Pasadena." I don't want Jesus to say, "Oh boy, here comes another one from Holy Family. What did Father Ricky do down there, okay?" So my friends, where is our true home? Here on earth or in heaven? Where is it? Heaven. Where is it?
Heaven.
Heaven. And that's what today is about. That Christ reigns forever with us in heaven. And he's waiting for us. But he's telling us, don't sit on the sidelines and do nothing while here on earth. He's telling you this morning that your life is a gift from God. And it's very clear in this gospel that we have a lot of work to do. That there's a lot of people who need our help. That it's not just enough to come to Mass, but we need to go out and live out our faith. So, Christ is asking us to get to work today. So when people encounter us, do they encounter a holy disciple of Jesus? Or do they not? I hope when people see you, they're actually happy to see you. I hope you're not that one family member on Thanksgiving who everybody thought, who invited them, right? So how are we doing living out our faith? First of all, it's very clear in this gospel, we need to help other people. Every single one of us is blessed, yes or no?
Yes.
And helping people comes in different ways. It could be as simple as, I'm going to help around the house more. I'm going to do something to make my mom or dad's lives easier. I'm going to listen to them when they give me instructions. Or I'm going to call that family member who needs me. I'm going to maybe help the food pantry. Many of you answered the call a couple of weeks ago and helped our brothers and sisters in Haiti. What a beautiful thing. But we all need to help in some capacity. Being a disciple doesn't mean being lazy. It means getting to work. One of the best ways that we could show that we belong to Jesus is by showing mercy and forgiveness. When we die, God is not going to tell any of us, "Congratulations, you held the grudge for 50 years. Welcome home." But we're mean to each other, aren't we? We're mean. We hold grudges. I was with my mom and dad Thanksgiving the day after for a little bit. Man, my mom was bringing stuff up my dad did in 1981. And I said, "Thank God I'm a priest, you know." But we're mean to each other at times. But yet we expect Jesus to forgive us. But yet we don't forgive each other. That doesn't mean that you're going to like them. So we need to be merciful and forgiving. We also need true inclusivity like Jesus, not tokenism, not choosing who we're going to love. So life begins at conception, it ends at a natural death, and every single human life is precious in the eyes of God. So what does that mean to be inclusive as Jesus taught us? That means we need to love all people. Republicans need to love Democrats. Democrats need to love Republicans. Trojans need to love Bruins. Bruins need to love Trojans, okay? That's a hard one to swallow here, right? I've learned very quick. There's a lot of Trojans at this parish. Right? But you know what I mean. What do? We stay in our little bubbles, and it's so safe, and we look down on other people, and we think we're better than them. But Jesus is looking at everyone and saying, we're all welcome in his kingdom. We're all welcome. Does it matter the color of your skin? Does it matter how old you are? If we believe that, we need to live that out. So no tokenism. When we say all are welcome, do we really live that out? Or do we stay in our little bubbles? So Jesus is saying, get out of your comfort zone. Go find people that need you. We also need to listen to Jesus above all. We're so busy listening to other people, aren't we? We're inundated with social media, TikTok, these cable news stations that drive me nuts, And what does it do? It causes division, causes fighting. And what is Jesus telling us? Listen to him. He alone is the king. So if you know more about what a celebrity is doing than you know about the gospel of Jesus, there's something wrong with that. And if you spend more time watching CNN or Fox News and not praying, no wonder you're anxious all the time. No wonder you're full of worry and fear. That's not what Jesus wants us to listen to him. So where is our true home? Heaven or earth?
Heaven.
So my friends, next week we begin Advent. It's our new year in the church. And our wonderful faith formation team made these Christmas ornaments, these Advent ornaments. They're not for you. They're for you to get and to bring somebody back to Holy Family. That's your mission. That's your homework this week. To find somebody that you think, I want to bring them to Holy Family because it's a special place. But you need to tell them why you want them here. What that person means to you in your life. And why you want them to be part of this wonderful community. So my friends, we have a lot of work to do. We're not in heaven yet. So none of us could sit on the sidelines and think I've done enough. You've done a lot, and I see that in all of you, the good people that you are. But we're not in heaven yet. So let's keep working, and let's bring the joy of Jesus to one another. So my friends, Christ is challenging us this weekend to live out this gospel and to help and to bring people home. So let's think of one person right now, one person that you're going to invite to come back to Mass next weekend. And what are you going to tell them about Holy Family this week? All right? So how many people am I inviting you to invite back? How many? I'm an easy teacher, right? Just one. So let's think of one person right now that you're going to give that ornament to and invite back to Mass beginning next weekend.